barely started the next Gemara, so and the Thursday, so let's just go back. So, first case of the Tinuk was when a person was the one who caught the kid with the sword and killed him. The Gemara says, "Mechagiz v'maser n'rabanan." Maser yichayfa kir misasa. Here also, the one that Kabul Messiah is in the Chayv, according to Rabbanan, not. The Gemara says, what if it's not a person, it's a shar that does it? So that, the Gemara says, look at Mishmah ben Yechim and Breit of Rabbanan, sign Nos ben Yenit, there's Mechlek, is whether or not the Chayfer, the Yichayv, Yishar kills a person, is that the Meimazik? The one of the owner of the shar has to pay his value, or it's the main nizik, you have to pay the value of the person that was killed. That the Gemara is Taila, whether or not you chayv in the case, if someone threw the child off the roof, the shark came and caught it with his horns, and where is Taila, the main mazik, the main nizik? So Shail is, what does that have to do with the main mazik, the main nizik? So we have a mechlekes Rashi ben Chananel, a katzel, a katzel. You have to understand what everyone's saying. So Rashi says, "Punishma Rabbanan lein kaifer, lebishma adam kaifer b'mazik sheminan mishalom kaifer." Why not? He paid the main mazik. No reason why he shouldn't pay. Just like no reason why he shouldn't pay. Oh, so here the Shita Gemara says the Rash in the Shita.
What does Rashi say? Rashi says,
I just said the Fider Chamim that he paid the main mazik. Okay, so here also. Your shor caught the kid that was thrown off the roof. So Mela, you have to pay your value. So you have to pay your value. So over here, the Shitin Gemara speaks out. That we're going, you know, the question is, we just had a Mechlekes. When a person is Mekabel, is he Chayit? Okay? So if we're talking about being mechayev the shor, so says the Shita Gemara, says the Rash and other Achayim, the Rashash also over here, that we're going if you read the Mesera. Rabba, in this case of Rabba, is going with Shita's read the Mesera. Rabba says that the mandam de me mazik, mandam de me mazik, you have to pay, yeah? That's all if you read the Mesera. According to read the Mesera, that if it was a shor that did it, not it was a person that did it, not the shor. You have to, you chayiv misa. So now that the shor did it, now there's a chayiv kaifer. Yeah? Meaning, but it's a step before. He's referring to Gemara in the land of Gimel. Kemisa bailim kach misa shor. Yeah? The misa of the bail, the misa of the shor is taller than the misa of the bailim. Kemisa bailim kach misa shor. So meila, if in a case where the Bailim would be potter, then the Shar is also potter for Misa. We kill the Shar, right? The Shar that kills gets killed. He only gets killed if in a similar case, the Bailim would be Chayav Misa. Okay? So if the Bailim is potter for Misa, the Shar is potter for Misa. If the Shar is potter for Misa, then we say that he's potter, according to Rabbi, he's potter from Kaifer also. Gemara Mem Gimel and Beis. Okay? So therefore, in order to be Chayav Kaifer, he has to be that the Bailim b'chegavna would be chayiv, Mela shor is chayiv misa, Mela yichayiv kaifer. Therefore, the Shita says, if our Gemara is saying that if the shor catches the baby with its horn and kills it, yichayiv kaifer, l'manda omar d'mei maz. We'll see l'manda omar d'mei mizik a second. L'manda omar mizik yichayiv kaifer. According to Rabbanon, if the Bailim would have done this, the Bailim would have caught the babe with the sword, they'd be potter. So therefore, if the Bailim would be potter, because it's not miktas, it's miktas nefesh, the Bailim would be potter, Memela the shar is potter, Memela there's no kaifer. That's the cheshbin that the Shita makes. So Al Karch Argamah must be left here. Meseira, the Bailim would have done a Bechagam, they'd be Chayiv. Mela, we replace the Bailim with the Shar, there's also Chayiv Misa. If there's a Chayiv Misa on the Shar, there's also Chayiv Kaifer. That's the Chayishman, what the Shita says in the very few words. Leader Rizim Meseira, Dama Achim Chayiv, Yili Rabbanon, Leke Plukta, Dar Shar Eina Niskal, Chamisa Bailim, Kach Misa Nashar. The misa bayam kach misa shar. In this case, the bayam were in potter, the shar is potter also. That's simple pshat in the Gemara. Now, according to Rashi, so what? That's the manu me mas. Manu me nizik. Why you potter? Says Rashi. Avlar bana shamin ben nizik. Hi loy havelay damim u potter. So Rashi says loy havelay damim potter. In this case, why the baby is about to be killed? Baby's ain't loy damim. So maybe the potter may not shy a kaifer because there's nothing to pay. Nothing to pay. Baby has no value. Oh, the question is, how does that stem with the Gemara before? How does that stem with the case of the Kli? In the case of, you know, Rashi seems to be saying that stamp is no value. Why is no value? Because the baby's on its way to be killed. There's no value. No one's going to buy a baby that's about to die. Yeah? That's what Rashi says. There's no value. Chayr. Yeah? Let's jiggle our memories a little bit. About 100 years ago, we had Ramban that asked on Rashi. You know, last week, yeah? We have Ramban that asked on Rashi that says that when Rabbi says, Zara Klimi Magag, and someone else smashed it, Rabbi says he's potter, and the Gemara that Gizayin and Beis is Paish Lefirashi, that what? You go about Samei Kara. The only reason why the smasher is potter is because we say Basamei Kara, that's Manatvir Tav, it's Basamei Kara. And Rashi and Gizayin says the first guy is Chayy. Yeah, Basamei Kara, kill you already broke, the first guy is Chayy. That's why the second guy is potter. In fact, Ramban, even if you don't go Basamei Kara, yeah, even if you go bas hashda, yeah, still the smasher is potter. Why? Because there's no value. But see, this kli is valueless because it's falling on a collision course with the earth. So it has no one's going to buy it. No value. So Mel says to Ramban, even the man dama, you go bas hashda, still the shayver is potter. The man looks fakir. The Gemara is being a right, you go bas hashda, we're not going to chazer over the chazer and their man. Yeah? But that we said, Afirashi, we said that that's not a chazer, that is no value. Saif Kosaif, right now, the kli has inherent value. Yeah, the kli has inherent value. And therefore, unless you say go basamekara, the smasher is going to be chayim because the kli has inherent value. We don't look at the shuk value. Oh, so shaila is so then. But here Rashi seems to be saying that there's no value. Here Rashi is saying the reason why, yes, Lamando and Meiniz, the Shara is potter because Rashi has no value. Before Rashi says, we don't look at the fact that it's being smashed, right? And we say if not that Basamei Kara, you'll be chayit. Okay, so that this has to be explained. So the simple thing you might want to say is. I'm not so sure. The simple thing you might want to say is that and Echnami, Hare Rab is going. Rabba holds you go bas meikara. See if you go bas meikara. So Mel, just like the smasher is potter on damaging the kli. Why? Because it's already broken. So over here also. The kid's already broken. He goes to Bas Meikara. What's the problem to begin with? And Echnami. Just like Rab holds, that's older man's kasha. Yeah? What if you don't know Bas Meikara? But mice, we do know Bas Meikara. We do know Bas Meikara. Just like over there, the smasher is potter. Cause Monotvir Tavar. Here also, the Shar, the man of the main Isaac, is going to be potter.
Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, Ein Leidamim. He doesn't. He doesn't bring, make any mention.
Okay, good. Very good. Very good. Oh, so, but first of all, though, before we get to, forget the rose question. Before we get to it. But how go for? Do we by clean we say God bossa meikara? It's monot very tava. Do we say that by a person with your Rashi? All right. Well, last week the man had another kash and Rashi. According to Rashi, they go about that Rabbi holds you go about some ekara. So why is Rabbi say that they dichay nisa if you catch the baby with the sword? The baby's dead. Basam ekara. The baby's dead. Yeah. So what we say it is different between katala and damage. When Rashi said you go basam ekara, that's by. When you damage a kli, when you kill a person, then we say you don't go basa meikara. You're not going to say that since you go basa meikara, that's going to path to the second guy. Why? Because ma'isa kiri misasa. Ma'isa. You're not going to be mechayev. The guy that threw the baby off the roof to say that it's. That it's Bosomei Karin, he killed a child. Why? Because, according to the Chamim, Saif Kol Saif, it's Mikzas Nefesh. Because the guy that actually killed the baby contributes to the killing of the baby. Saif Kol Saif, the baby was not dead yet. So you want to say Kilo is dead. But Maisa, the one who actually killed the babe with the sword, yes, contributes. So it's mixes nefesh. It's still the Torah mixes nefesh. Still the Torah mixes nefesh. Right? Yeah?
So according to Rashi, both opinions, Rabbi Ishmael and Ravaran, are going like Rabbi Yehuda?
That we said before.
But both opinions or just...
No, the Gemara that says... The Gemara is not their opinion. They're not getting involved. Our Gemara, yeah, that says Lafida Chamim. That the Gemara's toilet, yeah, according to Mishmol, it's May Mazik Yichayev. That goes for Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda. So I'm not chayvin. You take a side of chayvin. One second. The question is though. So that's the guy bechi. So it's Chayyur was saying, by means you don't say go basa meikara, right? So meila over here, legabe, the man da amar, the main nizik, rabbana, the main nizik, to say, you go basa meikara. Again, to answer the question, I Rashi doesn't hold the Ramban. Yes? Rashi doesn't hold of the Ramban. That you say that there's no value. So therefore, so why over here are you potter? So we want to say, no, maybe you hold a bus make car. Rabbi does hold a bus make car. But now I'm asking, by me, so doesn't hold, you don't say bus make car. So in this we could say, Seder, Lagabe being high of Misa, You don't go basa meikara, right? But legabe the value, legabe the value, maybe you do go basa meikara. Maybe it's shaykh to split when the guy throws the baby off the roof. Yeah, guy throws the baby off the roof. Okay, so we say according to Rashi, according to Chamin, you don't say basa meikara and you chay misa. Even right, you don't say basa meikara chay misa right away, right? You're not chay misa. Why? Because it only mixes nefesh. Because the guy with the sword contributed, right? So the zerg is not going to be chay misa. But that could be only you don't go basa meikara legabe chi of misa, but legabe the damim. The Gabi the Damim, if we say you go basa meikara, firaba, then it's as if the baby is dead. So Meila, there's no value. Lagabi the value, it's possible to say we will go Basim Eikar, even when we're dealing with death. So even though you killed, we're talking about killing the baby. So even though we're saying Lagabe being Chayiv Misa, yes, Lefina Chamim, you don't go Basim Eikar. Why? Because someone else involved. You don't say it's as if the baby's dead now. But just like Lagabi the Kli, we do say it's if it's broken now, yeah, and you potter. So over here also, maybe, Lagabi the value of the baby, maybe do go bust the maker. So maybe we'll split the chiv misa of the baby and the value of the baby. There's a svar that when we said why misa is different, could be that's only a svar in being chai misa, if you don't call him. You're not chayiv misa. If you don't come in, because someone else involved, it's only mixes nefesh. So you're not chayiv misa. But it could be legabe the value. We say it is no value because you go basa meikara. So Rashi says, "Hi lo yahavele damim potter." Yes, maybe Rashi means why doesn't have damim? Lo yahavele damim because you go basa meikara. Because the gabe the damim, we will go basa meikara. That could be the pshat and Rashi. It could be, maybe say a little differently. It could be you could say another pshat. I'm not sure. It could be you could say another pshat. And maybe that Lagabe. Maybe it's different between a kli and the baby, legabe the shuma. In other words, when we paid the main nizik, yeah, that means you have to have an appraisal, yeah. You have to shots up. You have to appraise the value of the nizik, right? So over here, it's not shaykh. The appraisal has to be at that time. The appraisal has to be the value of the nizik b'shas when the nizik was killed. It has to be an appraisal of that time, right? And since we need an appraisal of that time, then there's no appraisal because there's no value. You could, the value of a baby flying through the air is nothing. So if we have to, that the appraisal has to be, there's. Since you're not paying for the baby, okay? You're not paying for the baby. You're appraising the value of the baby to see how much you have to pay. You're paying how much the baby would cost. You're not paying for the baby. Right, one second. By the kli, you're paying for the kli. And that we said last week, that since you're paying for the kli, yeah, and the kli objectively has value, okay? So you're paying for the kli. You're not paying how much money, you're not paying a shail of a money, you're paying for the kli. And this, the kli has objective value. Mashen Kane, this is a dakas the chilg, it's a subtle chilg. I think there's room for this chilg. Mashen Kane, when we're talking about paying kaifer, so there you just stop paying the value. If you're paying the value, that means you have to appraise the value. And since you're going to appraise the value, it's worth nothing, it's not shaykh to pay. Technically, it's not shaykh to pay. By the kli, I have to replace the kli. Yeah. Right now, the kli is a good kli. So I have to replace the kli. Like we said last week with the Machna Frying. Over there, you're paying because you're not paying. It doesn't do the value. It has to do with the kli. Mashen Kane, when it comes to killing a baby, the main nizik, you're not paying for the baby. You're paying the value of the baby. The baby has no value. What?
By kli, you're paying for the kli. The kli still there. Like the physical kli still there. But by baby, we're paying for Shabbos. There's no Shabbos.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what they're saying.
That's why you potter. By the baby you potter. By kli you chayim. Unless we go bas mekar, unless we go bas mekar.
My kli should be potter. Is the kli still there?
My kli are potter.
Yeah.
No. By kli, if you don't go bas mekar, I understand. If you don't go bas mekar,
the zayik should be potter. According to this, what I was saying.
Why? The kli is here.
Yes.
Shichayev. I broke a kli.
No, the zayik.
We're going outside. You don't go bus and make car.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then, Vurashi Yichayev. Mazai, it's not worth anything. So we said, even though it's not worth anything, but you broke a kli, you have to pay. Shank it over here. Yeah. Marshanking over here, paying for the value. Paying for the value, there's no value. So you didn't want to say that grooving. The Rashi is not saying Boston made Kara. Okay? The Rashi, he said that Rashi is not necessarily Mashmi saying Boston made Kara. I don't know if it's Mukhak Rasha, but there is maybe, it's not in Rashi, there's a cling in Rashi, they're saying they're in Ban over here. That there's no technical value over here. Not because Kilu. Right? Not because Kilu you already killed him, but there's no Dhammim here. Hi, Loi Havale, hi, Loi Havale Dhammim. Because right now, he could not fetch anything on the marketplace.
Why? What might, he's about to get killed.
Why? Because he's about to get killed. Is it because he's about to get killed? It's exact, excellent. He said it very soon. Is it because he's about to get killed, or because he is killed? Is it because he's dead, or because he's gonna die?
Either way,
he's considered dead already.
That's right. Yeah. So is Rashi saying the reason why he's no value is because he's dead, or because he's gonna die? So the first mahalach that I'm saying in Rashi is that even though Lagabe mechayiv the guy that threw him off, we say if it says he's not chayiv. But the guy be the dumim, then we say kilu, it's kilu, he's dead. The guy be chayiv misa, then we say since there's someone else involved, then he's potter. But the guy be the dumim, then we say kilu, he's dead. That was the first mahalach. The second mahalach, I think Reuven understands that Rashi, he's not saying bas meikar. You know, I'm what Reuven said before that Rashi is saying because like you're saying because he's gonna die. That's why there's no value. Practically, there's no value. If you want to action zechayim and say that's what Rashi means. I can tell you another svara that there's a difference between a kli and you know even though Rashi by kli disagrees with the Ramban because we don't care if there's no market value now. We look at this, is there a kli here or not? But Lagabe a shuma of kaifer, that's totally in the market value, and that is no market value because it's gonna die. You still say it goes the opposite?
I like the first shot better.
Okay, say it. Teach his own, everyone can take whatever they want. That's why I have to shut them. Some guys like it, some guys like second shot. Say it. Gotta keep everyone happy. Okay. Say it. Okay, so that's. She does Rashi. Somehow we missed the Derech Rashi. Okay, come to Ben Chananel, things get much more difficult. Okay, Ben Chananel learns. Yeah, everybody say punk for care from Rashi. Rashi learns. Young Mar says tell him chaykes the Rishmol. Rabbi Shmuel ben Eshem Berachem Brayk and the Chamin. Where the good may mazik when isik. Rashi says that man the Amid may mazik. You're chayin. Man, nizik, you're potter. Ben Chanel says, punk v'ker. Man, the man, mazik, you're potter. Man, the nizik, you're chayin. Shaila is why. Shaila is why. What does the man, mazik, and nizik have to do? Why the dafka, man, the man, mazik, you're potter. Man, the man, nizik, and nizik, you're chayin. Look at Ben Chanel, let him talk for himself. Tell the Ben Chanel. Chalukah shalom b'neichem disanya nos b'nafshei nizik mazik. Now l'rabban and the ami the main nizik chayiv bal hashar b'kayfer sharei shoyroi ho. We have to be very very carefully in these words. Sharei shoyroi harag. Why chayiv man da amar the main nizik sharei shoyroi harag. Because you shall kill. The Rabbi Shmuel Amar, the main mazik, Pirish, Hamazik, Hu haya chayev misa mipnei shloi shamashai, right? Ki'ilu, what next the words? Hu harad. Ki'ilu, again?
He killed
him. Hu harad. He, who's he? The Bailin. Very good. Rachman chasale. Sebetzem, Cesar ben Hanano. Lamanda Omar. Demei mazik. Then, how do we look at it? Ki'ilu, he killed. Because when my shard kills, it's ki'ilu, I killed. Like a shliach. Yeah? Obviously, not it's like a shliach. My shard kills, he's an extension of me, it's ki'ilu, I killed. Ki'ilu, I killed. So how come Hashem is not killing me? The Torah had rachmanus on me. And the Torah says, you know what? We'll let you get away with paying your value. Instead, you're really supposed to make, you really should be dead. Okay? We'll go easy on you and say, if you pay the family, you're paying to save yourself from death, right? If you're paying to save yourself from death, you have to pay your value. Kaif nefesh. Yeah? You're supposed to die. Okay, we'll let you get away with paying your value. Okay? So that's the side of Manon de Mei Mazik. The reason why I'm paying the Mei Mazik is because I'm paying so that I shouldn't die. Okay? I'm paying that I shouldn't die. How do I pay that I shouldn't die? To pay my value, that's how I'm not going to die. Okay? So therefore, it's Mei Mazik. Now, Asher Al Kain. Since I'm paying because instead of me dying, because it's Kilu I did it. Now, not like we said in Rashi. We're not going for Rabbi Yehuda Meseira that the guy that was in Kabul, the baby with the sword is Chayim. We're going for the Rabbana, for Karet. We're going for the Rabbana, the Yipater. Memeilo, the man done with the main Mazik. Why is he paying the main Mazik? Because that's him. He's Chayim Misa. Elamai. So we're going easy on him. We're letting him get off the Chayim Misa by paying Kaif and Nefesh. Okay. But what's his side? That Kilu I killed. No, if I would have killed myself, I would have sat there with the sword. Instead of my shar's horn, I would be sitting there with a sword. I'll be potter according to Rabbana. Mixes Nefesh. Right? I'll be potter. No. So what are you telling me? When my shar that kills, that's why my chai kilo I did it. Yeah? So it can't be that I'm chai more than my shar. It can't be that I'm chai more for my shar than for myself. If the whole shar, the side of the shar, why am I chai misa? Why am I chai misa? Because my shar did it, kilo I did it. Okay? And I'm gonna pay off God and pay for my soul. And pay how much I'm worth, that's gonna save my soul. Yeah? Okay, but it's not shayach that I'll do it myself. I'm potter because I'm in Nefesh. So my shar doing it, which is kilo I'm doing it, so I'm gonna be chayiv. If that makes sense. Can't be.
Meaning by the case where you're holding a sword, you did it yourself.
If I did it myself, I'm potter. So my shard did instead of me. So fine, the shard's instead of me. Kilo, I did it. Okay,
did it.
If you did it yourself, you're also potter. Yeah, that's Rebbeinu Chananel. That's the Hezron Rebbeinu Chananel. Why Leman Amar that the May Mazik, you're potter? Because the way he understands the May Mazik, okay, the way he understands the May Mazik is that it's Kilo, I did it, and that's why I'm Chayiv Misa. Okay, I'm Chayiv Misa. And if I'm chai misa, how I pat myself my chai misa by paying for my value, that's how I'm patting myself from my chai misa. Okay? So then we say, okay, if I did it myself, I put the kosher. If I did it with my proxy, called the shar, I can't be more chai. It's kilo, I did it. Okay, so if I did it myself, I won't put it. That's what Meir Chanan says. That's easy. That's the man, the main mass. Manda us. What's the manda on the Neid Nizik? What happened over there? What does he hold? So there, Menachal says, what are you chayef for? Sharishay Harai. Manda Neid Nizik. Chayef Baal Ashar B'Kayefe. Sharishay Harai. Doesn't say kilu you did in chayef nisik. Don't say chayef nisik. Mashav Menachal, the manda Neid Nizik. You're not chayef misa. You're not chayef misa b'dei shemayim. Manu me mazik could be chayef misa b'dei shemayim. And let's say you don't pay. Could be you're killed. You're going to die. Misa b'dei shemayim. Whatever the shir misa b'dei shemayim is. Yeah. Manu me nizik. Yeah. The yisrael l'chiyev yehilo. Manu me nizik. The yisrael l'chiyev is what? Is not kilo I did in am chayef misa. Not after part of my chayef misa. The man don't do a nizik, yeah. Well, what are you chayy for? You chayy for because I'm chayy because my shor killed. Okay, not kilo I killed. I'm chayy because my shor killed. The hainu, just like when my shor damages, yeah. I'm responsible for what my shor did. Yeah, okay. That's the whole first part. Abov zikin, yeah. Influence that, yeah. This game up minor, yeah. So now my shor kills. I'm also responsible. Not kilo I killed, machay misa, but I'm responsible. Someone died, yeah? Unfortunately, someone died because of my negligence. So I'm responsible for that. It's not kilo I killed the guy, yeah? That I'm chay misa b'nei shemayim, and after patam achim b'nei shemayim, but someone died, so I'm responsible for that. So Manan Mizik says, I don't have to pay the value of the mazik. That's all. Paying the value of the mazik is when I'm patting myself machiav misa, yeah, Ruben. I'm patting myself machiav misa, yeah. Then I have to pay my value instead of me dying. I'm paying off. I'm paying off the bezdin over here. I'm paying off God, yeah. My shenkin manon me nizik, right there. He holds that the mazik is not chayiv misa. It's not kilo mazik did it. But there's a responsibility over here, and he's responsible for the fact that someone died, and for that, okay. So how does he? So there, for that, you know, for that he pays me mazik. Why should he pay the main mazik? Why is the main mazik a factor over here? No shaykes. I killed innocent. I didn't kill myself. Why should I pay my value? The only time to pay my value is if I'm chay misa and I want to pay instead of being chay misa. Okay, so this, you hear that? I have to pay for my value. Pay for my value. I'm buying myself off. Yeah. But Mashen Kain, if you hold it, there's no chay misa. So then he holds it. Okay. Then, but logically, it's not as if I killed. Okay, I'm not chay misa. But, I'm responsible for someone's death. And Torah said, you have to pay kaifer because you're somewhat responsible for someone's death. How much you have to pay? He says, you're paying the main nizik. The main nizik is because no reason to pay the main masa. Okay? And therefore, you're paying the main nizik. Mamela, even though if you do it yourself, okay, even if you do it yourself, you'd be potter. Yeah, you know, if you do it yourself, you'd be potter. So, but it doesn't follow automatically that if my shor does it, I'm potter. One second. Yeah, because if the man down the main nizik, I'm not chayev kilo I did it. That's the key here, by itself. I'm not chayev kilo I did it. I'm chayev what the shor did. So by the shor, who said there's a din b'chal? Of mixas, who said that there's a din of chal, mixas, nefesh. The shor killed, yeah?
Or the pasuk of k'misa b'alim k'al with the shor.
One second. Before k'misa b'alim k'al with the shor. I'm talking about the merchal in the mandamim, may mazik, he's not going k'misa b'alim k'al with the shor. Okay, we have to deal with that as a separate question. But he's going that if I'm chayiv, kilo I did it, mamela, I'm potter over here. So by Mando and Main Nizik, then there's no Svara. There's no Svara of that if I would do it on Potter, if I should be Potter when my Shar does it. I'm Chayiv what the Shar did. And since by the Shar there's no Ptur of Mixas Nefesh, yeah, of the Chamim, so Mela, Mando, Main Nizik, I'm Chayiv. Okay? Before questions, that is what Rabbi Elchanan is saying. What? Oh, okay. So Rabbi Abraham is bringing an excellent point, which he mentioned already last week. Not Thursday, not to me, whatever. That already there is a machlokes in the Gemara, yes, on that man, if kufra is kapara or if kufra is memaina. Okay? Which means, how do we look at kaifer? Is kaifer a kapara? When you pay kaifer, yeah, you sure killed someone, you gotta pay? Okay? Is it a kapara? Is that what the payment is for? Or kilo to chiyav mam? Okay? You know, you're paying, you damaged someone, you gotta pay. So here also, you killed someone, you gotta pay. Person's worth money, yeah, a lot of money. You gotta pay. I can damage anything else. Oh, so first, the Gemara wanted to say, "Mechleik is kufr kapar, kufr mine is totally." If you hold the main mazik, the main nizik. If you hold the main mazik, everybody said. If you hold the main mazik, the Gemara wanted to say, "The old kufr kapar." Okay, because meaning, why I'm paying the main mazik, not the main nizik. Why I'm paying the mazik? I damage an izik, not myself. Elamai, because why am I paying? I need a kapara. If I need a kapara, okay, I got to pay my value. You have to get my kapara. The man d'amad the main izik, yeah, holds its mamad. Kufr is mamayna. That's what I wanted to say. Amr chista. Rabbi Shmuel, who hold the sanya? Most be yinafshim. I mean, this is Shmuel Bergenberg says in the Masik. My la balkam efugi. The bone inside be kufim and mayna. That's where he paid the main nizik. Your Shmuel benoy should be nothing but yourself kuf kapara. That's where he paid the main mayna because it's kapara, not nizik, not hesed. Then the Gemara says, "Whereas no, Amra Papa loy kulam kuf kapara. Everyone knows the kuf is kapara." You're paying for kapara. Vach, bakim efli, rabban sabri, but then is a shemina, rabban is the mazik shemina. Okay? So Rabbi Abram is asking, that the way I'm explaining to Ben Chananel, it sounds very similar, it sounds very much like Gemara's Hamim, you know, it was kuf kapara, kuf from Maida. The way I'm explaining the Machlaikis, what is he saying? Kilo I killed, right? That's why I'm paying the value of the mazik. The man d'amar, the main nizik, I'm paying what the shar did, yeah? So if I pay the main nizik, I'm not paying to save my life. I'm paying for what I did. I'm paying for what the shar did. That sounds like kufra mina. This is where Abram is asking. I think Gemara says not like that. Gemara says everyone knows kufra kapara. And still, even if Kupur's Kapara, still, Chayach the main Nizik. Again, the way I'm saying it, the man of the main Mazik, yeah, Shlomo, the man of the main Mazik, why am I paying? Because I'm Chayach Nisa. So I'm redeeming my life. Therefore, I have to pay my value. Man of the main Nizik, I'm paying for what the Shara did. Right? So that sounds like the man of the main Mazik is Kapara. Because Kapara for, I'm Chayach Nisa. The Kapara, in order to get a Kapara. The pop me machiyav misa. I need to pay my value. Manomen is it's not a kapara. I'm not paying for machiyav misa. I'm paying for what the shara did. That sounds like it's kufr's mamayna. This is Rabbi Abram's question. So I think the answer is that I never said that you're paying kilo nezik. Okay, I'll tell you like this. Even what I'm saying to Ben Chanan, when Ben Chanan says, you're responsible for what the Shara did, okay? Now, who said that that's a din of nezik? Meaning, my shor killed. Yeah, I have some responsibility. I have some avera that's my animal killed. Yeah, my animal killed. Okay, it means I'm responsible for the fact that someone was killed, not that someone was damaged to the extent of death, heavily damaged. You know, total loss, as they say. Total loss, as they say in Israel. Yeah. So total loss. Yeah. So I'm not paying total loss over here, right? But I'm paying kapara. Dahainu, my shor killed someone. Yeah, I need a kapara for that. Not kilo I did it. I'm chayim misa. It's kilo I did. I'm chayim misa. That's my kapara. My kapara is for what? I'm chayim misa. I have to take over chayim misa. That's a very serious kapara. That's a very serious to take over chayim misa. I need to pay for serious now. But chayim misa, I have to pay my value. Okay. The man, the main nizik, that chayev what the shor did, that means, soif basoif, ma chayev, because I'm chayev misa, but soif basoif, I'm responsible, yeah, for what the shor did, and the shor killed. So I need a kapara. But there's no reason that the kapara should be my life, because I'm a chayev misa. So then we say, he said, the way you get the kapara is by paying the value of the nizik. That's the way you get the. That's what Gemara is saying. Even the Madom Nizik, it's Shaya Kuf Kapara. The way I get my kapara is by paying for him. But doesn't make sense. The Madom the Nizik says doesn't make sense to say I should pay my life. That's paying my life for my life makes sense when I'm Chay Misa. Yeah, the kapara that I need. Is take care of a chiyav misa, okay, then we look at me. If I'm trying to save my life, I gotta pay for my life in order to take away the chiyav misa. But if I'm not paying for my life, Elamai, I killed someone. I'm responsible somewhat for that person's dying. And the Torah says the way you can have a kapara is by paying. Who am I paying for? So then, that man, you pay for the pay. You pay the man, this. So I'm not saying that the man of the nizik is mammon. That's why paying the main nizik. He's just saying that yichayev what the shor did could be kapara. Yichayev kapara what the shor did. Now, how much am I paying? Doesn't make sense to pay my life. I killed him, not me. I'm on death row. I'm not chayev misa. I have to save myself by paying for my life. Okay, then we say he paid the main nizik. That's why I think the emes b'shat nebechananel is. Now, so there's still really about some 2 points that have to be dealt with. Okay? One is, the main is, what about Rashi's Taina? What about Rashi's Taina? And there's no value. How do you pay the. Rashi's main is you potter. There is no domain is it. That's when you chay. Right? How are you paying the main nizik? Right? So forget it. So before we were grappling in Rashi. Right? In Rashi, we were grappling if Rashi old, not like the Ramban. Rashi doesn't say that when we look at the Kli is valueless because it's gonna break. We don't look at it that way. Right? We don't look at the Kli that's valueless. We say, Saif Gosarv, that there's inherent value to the Kli. And Mela, it's Shaykh to talk about paying for the Kli. So in Rashi, okay, we said Tumalka. Right? But okay, in Rashi we had a Kasha. Right? We had a Kasha. And why are you telling me that there's no domain is it? By the Kli, we say there is unless you say go, you know, bust my car, there is value. There is, so we say, okay, this is inherent value. So why is the baby different? We said what we said. Yeah. So could be, Rabbeinu Chanan holds, doesn't hold either of those two truths. Rabbeinu Chanan doesn't hold either of those two truths. And he'll argue in Ramban. He'll hold like Rashi and the Sugi before. He'll hold like Rashi and the Sugi before. That we don't say the Svar of Ramban, that there's no value. Yeah? You don't know the Svara there, that's no value. Okay? That's why Shaykh talk about value, the Mandaman Mein Nizik. Shaykh talk about there is inherent value in this baby. There's inherent value in the baby. Okay? And you go bust a Meikara. So it could be he holds you don't say that by Misa. All our times before Rabbi Nachman called. In other words, he disagrees with Ramban. Ramban said, we look at a baby that's clear is about to break, has no value. Okay? No matter what. There's no value. Yeah? There's no marketplace, there's no market, no shuk for a clear that's about to be broken. So therefore, even my number Basahashti Padma. That Rabbi Nachman disagreed, that he holds a grash. Okay? And we say, no, there's inherent value. There's no shuk, there's inherent value. Mel Shach talk about pain. But Rabbah holds you go bust a meikar. We're saying he doesn't hold your man. Man's a Rabbah holds the Hashra. So we think if this group of your man, you have to say Rabbah says you go bust a meikar. So it's monotheistic spirit topic. He was broken. That we say, maybe that doesn't apply to the baby. That doesn't apply to the baby. Okay. Now, that's a gabe then. But there's still a big problem. Yeah, there's still a big problem. And that is, that's what the Shita in Rashi said. Yeah, what the Shita in Rashi said, there's a din of kemisa bayilam kach misa shar. There's a din of kemisa bayilam kach misa shar. Okay, I think the Gemara is talking about gabe kavana. Right? Everyone wants to make one over there? Maybe it's Bala Shar? What? Things about Gabi Kavana. Yeah, the Shar is only Chai Misa. If he kills the person, an Eifer with a Bala would have been Chai. So, and over here, if the Bala would have been Potter, yeah? Over here, we're going, Fidir Ben Hanan, we're going Fidir Chamin. And who's been Messer? The Bala will be Potter. If the Bala will be Potter, then the Shar is also Potter. Like, you know, we had a cheshbon in Rashi that Rashi has to go if he reviews the Maseir. Because the Fidei Chachamim that if he'd be the one with the sword, he'd be Potter. So now that the Shar is with the horn, then we say there's a new halacha, right? Of Kamisa Baal and Kachamisa Shar. In other words, that's different than what I was saying to Rabbi Chananel. When Rabbi Chananel put the two together, he was saying that if the reason why I'm paying is kilo I killed, okay, so if it's kilo I killed, then if I would do myself in Potter, Kosh can have the show. You can't say it's kilo I killed, and even that I'd be Potter. But now we're asking, and now the Shita brought down a different Nakuda. It's not kilo I killed, and if I killed myself in Potter, Kosh can, if just kilo I killed, I'm Potter. There's a locha. There's a drosha. Kamisa Bailim Kach Misa Shar. The killing of the Shar has to be in an Eifin at the Baal Mechayim. No matter what, there's a drosha. Kimisa Baal Kach Misa Shar. And that's not totally if you hold the main mask and the main isn't. That's not totally what is the Gedra Mechayim. Is the Gedra Mechayim Kilo I did it? Or is the Gedra Mechayim? Is the Gedra Mechayim I'm Chayim what the Shar did? Like we said, that's what Chayim is the main mask and the main isn't. In the American Anon. Either way, it's a halacha. Kemisa Bailam, Kach Misa Shar, the Joshua. The Hekish. Kemisa Bailam, Kach Misa Shar. Yeah? So, Mez Halacha, the Bailam will be part of the Shar will be part of. So, right, so this is a difficult question. The Mechanan. Right? So, there's even my own main Nizik. So, I'm not Chayev Kilo, I did it. I'm Chayev, I'm responsible for what the Shar did. I go, Medag and Losh, the Mechanan. I'm responsible for the Shardin, Seder. But that's the parish of Kaifer. That's the parish of Kaifer. In the parish of Kaifer is a Hekish, Kimisa Baal, Gach Misa Shar. So that tells me that if the Baal will be Potter, the Shar is Potter. And if the Shar is Potter, Misa, there's no Kaifer going to happen. So what's going on? So Chayra, this is a very difficult question. Very, very difficult. So, Melchor, you have to say, I think some Shem of Dov Bavarsky, that you have to say that since the Nakuda we made before, that since the Shar did it, since by the Bailim, there's a special Ptur of Mitzvah Nefesh. And when a Bailim kills a special Ptur of Mitzvah Nefesh, Hashem by the Shar, there is no din of Mitzvah Nefesh. In the parish, there is no din of Mitzvah Nefesh by a Shar, especially by a person that kills. So Meila, it could be, maybe he don't say Kemisa Bailim Kach Mitzvah Shar. In other words, because over here, B'Yisaydai, the Ptur of the Baal and Batsim is not Shaykh by the Shah. The Ptur of the Baalim, Mixas Nefesh, that's not Shaykh in the Parasha. That's a Ptur in killing, in a person in killing. That's B'chal no Shaykh is to the Kaifer. It's still, somebody after Mechalik.
You're saying that it depends on the main
Masik
music?
No. No, I'm not saying that.
The question
of Rechanan, how is interpreting main Masik? No, the Sfar Rechanan is without Kemisa Makam Hashem. Kemisa Makam is like a hekesh, a drasha. Rechanan doesn't need a drasha. He says if it's kilo I did it, he doesn't mean that the words kemisa ban kach shor. He says if it's kilo I did it, then how could it be more common than I did it myself? There's another thing called kemisa ban kach shor. I'm trying to say that it's very difficult. I'm trying to say that maybe the kemisa ban kach shor would not apply to this nekuda mitzvah nefesh, because maybe for some reason mitzvah nefesh is only shayach by adam, and not by kaifer. Hashem can say kavana that just the way you're doing it. Yeah, then we're saying it has to be the same. But here the gabe the nekuda of mitzvah nefesh. That the chama pater because there's someone else involved, that could be, doesn't b'chal apply to the parish of Kaifer.